Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And wow, it's kind of been a hell of a week. I had a different episode planned today. Actually, a completely different direction to go. But, you know, life has a funny way of interrupting our plans. And sometimes the lesson we're living becomes the lesson we're supposed to share. So today, I just want to ask you a question. Have you ever walked away from a conversation and thought, I don't think anyone actually heard me? And not because nobody was talking or nobody cared, but because somehow your pain never really got any space. You know, maybe you started the conversation because your heart was breaking and you finally had the courage to say, you hurt me, or that hurt me, or I'm struggling, or I need you to understand what this has been like for me. And somehow, before the conversation was over, you found yourself talking about their pain, their childhood, their trauma, their diagnosis, their stress, their intentions, their fears, their loneliness, their pain, again, and yours quietly disappeared again. Have you ever left a conversation wondering, how did we get here? How did I become the one comforting the person after I was the one who got hurt? How did I end up feeling guilty for having a broken heart? And friend, if you've ever experienced that, I want you to know you're not alone. And I want you to know you're not crazy. One of the things I think emotional abuse teaches us is something we never consciously choose, but it teaches us that our pain can wait. Someone else's emotions become more important. Someone else's crisis becomes bigger. Someone else's needs become louder. And little by little, without even realizing it, we start disappearing. Not physically, emotionally. We stop bringing things up. We stop asking for comfort. We stop expecting to be understood. Because somewhere deep inside, our nervous system has learned there probably won't be room for me anyways. I'm just kind of sitting with that for a minute because I deeply resonate with this. And you know what? Your body knows before your mind does. Have you ever noticed your stomach gets tight before certain conversations, or your chest feels heavy, your heart starts racing, or you rehearse what you're going to say over and over? And then you wonder if you're being unfair, and you soften your words before you even say them, and you explain more, and you qualify, and you tell yourself, maybe I'm overreacting. And do you know why we do that? Because somewhere inside your body remembers. It remembers what happened the last 100 times you tried. It remembers what it felt like when your pain got pushed to the side again. One of the saddest things trauma does isn't just that it hurts us, but it teaches us not to trust our own hurt. So we become experts at understanding everyone else. We know why they do what they do. We know what happened to them. We know how hard their life has been. We know their wounds. We know their triggers. We know they didn't mean to do it. We know, we know, we know. And somewhere along the way, we stopped asking, what happened to me? And friend, I wonder how many of us have become incredibly compassionate towards everyone except for ourselves. And hear me out, I'm not telling you to stop having empathy. I never want us to become people who stop caring. The world has plenty of that already. But empathy without boundaries becomes self-abandonment. Understanding someone else's pain should never require you to erase your own. Both can matter. Healthy love makes room for both. One of my favorite things to remind my clients of is both and. Okay, two things can be true. Someone can be deeply hurting and still deeply hurt you. Someone can have significant trauma and traumatize others. Someone can have severe mental illness, and the people who love them can still end up carrying unimaginable pain. Understanding why something happened is important, but it should never become a reason that the impact no longer matters. Because impact is where healing has to begin. So, when was the last time someone simply stayed with your pain? Not fixed it, not explained it, not defended themselves, not made it about them, but just stayed. Imagine, sitting across from someone you love and you tell them about your pain. You tell them your heart is breaking. And instead of interrupting you or correcting you or explaining, they just simply reach across the table and look you in the eyes and say, "Tell me more. I want to understand you. Help me see what this has been like for you." Can you feel what happens in your body just imagining that happening? Can you feel that? Your shoulders drop, your breathing kind of slows down, you exhale. Because your nervous system finally says, "I'm safe." And it's not because everything got fixed, but because your heart finally mattered. One of the deepest wounds survivors carry isn't always what happened. Sometimes it's that nobody ever stopped long enough to really understand what it did to them. Many people knew the facts, but they never understood the cost. The sleepless nights, the anxiety, the hypervigilance, the second guessing, the grief, the loneliness. The invisible weight you carried while everyone else kept living their lives. Friend, I see you. And that matters. All of it matters. And I think that's why boundaries can also feel so scary, because if you've spent many years making room for everyone else, creating space for yourself feels selfish. It feels wrong. It feels cruel. It feels like you're abandoning someone. But maybe you're finally stopping the abandonment of yourself. And there's a difference in that. One of those is rejecting another person, but the other is refusing to disappear anymore. And if you're listening today and you resonate with this and you've become the emotional caretaker in every relationship, the one who keeps the peace, the one who anticipates everyone else's needs, the one that everyone leans on, the one who always understands, who forgives, who carries. Here's my question, friend. Who carries you? Who notices when you're exhausted? Who asks about your heart? Who sits with your grief? Who reminds you that you matter too? And if the answer is not many people, then I'm so sorry. Because you were never meant to carry the world by yourself. And I hope you never forget what I'm saying to you. Your pain is not competing with someone else's. Compassion isn't a pie. There isn't only enough for one person. Healthy relationships don't ask one person to disappear so the other person can survive. Healthy relationships make room. They make room for accountability. They make room for empathy. They make room for repair. And they make room for both hearts to matter. And maybe that's what some of us have been grieving all along. It's not just trying to get our way or like trying to be perfect or never being hurt. It's we've been grieving the absence of space, space to matter, space for our tears, space for our fears. Space for our story. Space for someone to simply look at you and say, I see you. I believe you. I didn't realize how much this cost you. Thank you for trusting me enough to tell me. If no one has ever said those words to you, let me. Friend, I believe you. I believe your pain, and I believe it changed you. I believe it cost you more than most people will ever, ever know. And I want you to hear this. Your pain matters. Not because it's bigger than anyone else's, but because you matter. You don't have to earn compassion. You don't have to justify your hurt. You don't have to convince people that your heart deserved to be protected. It always did. And as we close today, I invite you to just put your hand over your heart for just a second and take a slow, deep breath and just ask yourself, what does my heart need that I've been too busy giving everyone else? Maybe it's rest, maybe it's safety, maybe it's honesty, maybe it's therapy. I recently got back into therapy and I'm so grateful to have that safe space just for me. And I so encourage you to have that space if you don't. And maybe it's boundaries. Maybe it's permission to stop carrying what was never yours. Whatever it is that your heart is saying to you today, listen. Your heart has been trying to talk to you for a long time. Maybe today, for the first time, you finally give it enough room to be heard. So thank you so much just for being here with me today. If this episode resonated with you and made you feel seen, share it with someone who you know has spent a lifetime making room for everyone else's pain while quietly carrying their own. Because I have a feeling there are a lot of hearts out there wondering if they matter. And before we go, I just want to make sure you hear me say this to you as if I'm sitting right across from you. You matter. Your pain matters. Your healing matters. And friend, you don't have to disappear anymore. I'll see you next week.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing.
Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.